The collapse of Howard Dean's campaign leaves Senators John Kerry and John Edwards as the leading contenders for the Democratic presidential nomination. Kerry won yesterday's primary in Wisconsin, but his margin of victory was narrower than expected and much slimmer than in many earlier contests. Second-place finisher John Edwards trailed Kerry by just 6 percentage points, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John Kerry has run away with many of the earlier state primaries, often getting the victor's laurels as soon as the polls closed. But the TV networks took their time in calling this one, and it was more than an hour into the counting before a somewhat subdued Kerry was able to add Wisconsin to his string.
The motto of the state of Wisconsin is forward. And I want to thank the state of Wisconsin for moving this cause and this campaign forward tonight here in this great state. I thank you so much.
Kerry may be moving forward, but a newly emboldened John Edwards is coming up fast from behind.
Today, the voters of Wisconsin sent a clear message. The message was this: objects in your mirror may be closer than they appear.
Exit polls show Edwards did especially well with Republicans and independent voters, and those who made up their minds in the last few days. The economy was a top concern in Wisconsin, where some 80,000 factory jobs have disappeared in the last 4 years. Edwards met last week with a group of truck frame workers who were about to lose their jobs and persuaded many voters here he understands those concerns.
I have seen the mill that my own father worked in when it closed down in my hometown. I saw what it did to the community. I saw what it did to the families involved. These looks that I saw on the faces of the men and women at Tower Automotive, I have seen those looks before. I want them and working people just like them all over America to hear this message loud and clear tonight. When I go into the White House, I will wake up every day fighting for their jobs, and I'm going to take George Bush's job away from him.
Edwards' criticism of foreign trade pacts found a receptive audience in Wisconsin, where 3 out of 4 voters believe trade is a net drain on American jobs. John Kerry also campaigned on jobs here, but while Kerry tried to blame the Bush administration for the sluggish job market, he found himself having to defend his own vote in favor of the North American Free Trade Agreement. At a rally with union workers in Milwaukee yesterday, Kerry promised to pursue a middle path on trade.
There is such a thing as fighting for American workers in a way that makes sense, that is not protectionism. It's just smart. And if you give the American worker a fair field to compete on, there's no one in the world the American worker can't compete with.
Kerry will stress similar themes today when he meets with working people in Ohio. On Thursday, he's expected to pick up the endorsement of the national AFL-CIO. Edwards is planning a rapid campaign tour that will take him to New York, Georgia, Maryland, Minnesota, and Ohio, all states voting March 2nd. Kerry insists he's not surprised or disappointed by his narrow margin over Edwards in Wisconsin, saying a win is a win. In his victory speech last night, he once again looked past his Democratic rivals and focused instead on the coming general election against George Bush.
My friends, tonight I say to all of America, get ready, a new day is on the way. Thank you and God bless.
But with John Edwards' strong showing in Wisconsin, that new day may begin with a newly competitive contest for the Democratic nomination. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Madison, Wisconsin.